Who said God wants a child's heart, but a grown-up's head? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at the third section of a classic apologetics text, C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity.
John, Lewis is loved and respected around the world, and he was uniquely gifted to fuse biblical truth, evangelism, apologetics, and the arts.
Boy, that's a powerful combination.
It's explosive, which is why his writing still moves people today closer to Jesus Christ. One of the issues he addressed is the responsibility to live for Jesus by engaging our mind and keeping a tender heart.
Yeah, going too far in either direction creates a problem.
Well, a Christian faith that's all head and no heart lacks compassion. Christian faith that's all heart and no head, it lacks understanding.
Right.
Lewis says, grown-up Christians will live a life of prudence, that is, prayerful and careful consideration. A life of temperance, that is, wisdom and self-control and justice, that is, courage and being true to your convictions.
All of which can sound a bit intimidating.
I know. Read about the fruit of the Spirit in Paul's letter to the Galatians. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. To live like this consistently seems beyond reach. And we have to remember this love is shown toward the unlovable. This peace is experienced during times of trouble.
Which isn't natural, and Christians don't find this easy.
And that's why it's helpful to remember, no one is born grown up. The production of fruit takes time. But God gives us this supernatural level of care and attention because ultimately, he's not looking for the right kind of actions. He's looking for the right kind of people.
Reason Why has a devotional available now at reasonwhy.org. Why not check it out? reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.